afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm in a state. I'm in a lather and a dither.
What happened?
I'm just excited to be alive. I got a lot of iced coffee here.
Wait a minute. This sounds like a negative thing when you say I'm in a lather and I'm in a dither.
Well, it's a manic state. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's. Okay. I wish I could turn it down, but I'm just going to go with it. I haven't had a lot of sleep. I've been working on projects and bouncing around taping this award-winning podcast. That's really good. Have we won any awards yet?
Yeah, I think in the hearts of the listeners, we have.
It's beloved podcast. And
yeah, you send emails. Like, I get an email from you at 3 in the morning, then at 1:30, and then at 6 a.m. It's like, hey, that guy's never sleeping.
I'm making moves. I'm booking an exciting guest for the Christmas show coming up. It's going to be good. We'll billboard that later. And
are we having Andy Williams come in here in a Christmas sweater?
Ixnay on the Illiams way. But I was just at the... I just had a celebrity sighting at the shrink's office. It was where I was before that.
Are you allowed to say that? Is this like AA?
That's what I was wondering. I don't know if I should spread her business around.
Oh, it's a woman. Okay, let's guess.
She,
Pam Grier? Is it Pam Grier?
Grocery store.
It wasn't the grocery store. The grocery store where you talk about your problems.
Is it Faye Dunaway?
It was not. It was, she is a fine actress though. And you know what? I shouldn't spread her business around.
Give her initials.
If she wants to blow Vincent Gallo in the movies, that's her business.
Okay.
And she doesn't have to.
There we go.
But it was she's a good very foxy in person, and she seemed like in a chipper upbeat mood. So maybe she's just in there for a little maintenance, or maybe she's still suffering post traumatic stress or post Paxton stress disorder. She was there for a refill on her Paxton prescription.
Was she sitting there with her brown bunny?
No, she was with some handsome dude who was bringing her coffee.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's good. And then you know what? Is this weird when you're? I have no secrets from the listeners.
We know.
I'm a man of many appetites and obsessions and things like that. And but right towards the end of the session. The doctor stopped me like, oh, you know what? I have to sign for a package. And the FedEx guy wheels in like 10 humongous boxes. And I'm like, what the hell is all? Yeah, these are all boots. You know, she's got like a Zappos.
Wow. Yeah. So, she needs to have to go talk to someone.
Or maybe she knows from whence I speak. I don't know.
Maybe.
But be that as it may, what do you think of these peep toe pumps I have? These lovely lady shoes. I'm pretending I'm wearing lady shoes.
I love those. Those are just the shoes you always have on, Gary. I actually looked. I'm like, oh, Gary has some new shoes on. No.
Yes, and it. Matt, why don't you hit that? We'll rock out to this right now.
Okay.
Everybody listen to this.
This is going to blow my fucking mind.
Pat, that is the Go Team, and that is my way of sneaking in extra songs on today's topic. But more importantly, that is a song called Buy Nothing Day.
Buy Nothing Day, yeah. By the Go Team.
By the Go Team, featuring Bethany from Best Coast on vocals there. But that's besides the point. Buy Nothing Day is I'm at sixes and sevens over here. I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know whether I should have wind my watch. It's this coffee, I'm telling you.
I don't know what is happening.
Well, here it is.
Did the show start? Are we rolling? This is just, we're just testing the mic still, right?
Now, we're taping this before Thanksgiving, shortly before Thanksgiving. And we all know that the Friday after Thanksgiving is Black Friday.
Is the podcast-a-thon.
Is the podcast-a-thon. Right. Well, first and foremost.
But this airs after that.
But this airs after that.
Well,
so,
the podcast-a-thon was amazing.
Oh, that's what I heard.
We raised $1 million.
Oh, man.
Okay, go ahead. So, it's Black Friday.
It's Black Friday. And also, and some of the some of your occupied types have declared it Buy Nothing Day.
Okay.
And which I'm down with. But it's also now, it's also Record Store Day.
Yes, it is Record Store Day.
I don't know what to do. How will you have comported yourself once this?
On Black Friday, I will probably swing by CD Trader in Tarzana on Ventura Boulevard and see if they have any cool, like, just for that day vinyl stuff. I think Tom Petty is releasing like a six song live vinyl thing that day, only for Record Store Day. So.
Oh, Sarah's had her eye on that, hasn't she?
Yeah,
her daughter really,
my daughter really loves the Tom Petty. No, I don't shop on Black Friday. I don't go in for that.
I think I'll go to a record store, but just steal something.
I might rent. No, that's not. Forget it.
Forget it.
I might rent a Tyler Perry movie that day. That's what I was going to say. Maybe that's what I'll do.
There's so many mixed messages. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. Well, how about we talk about music?
We'll talk about. That was about music, kind of. Oh well,
it was.
Let's talk about stealing things.
Okay.
People have been going bananas for our new feature, Law and Order, copycat unit, wherein we blow the lid off of some plagiarism, whether it's incidental or not. And you know, I never assume anything on this show. This show isn't a show about rock snobbery. This is the show for everybody. If you're interested in music, then we want you to listen. So this is like one of the most famous cases of this. Could you hit that the astrological sign one, please, Matt?
Matt Belknap's here. Silent partner.
This is a band called Spirit, featuring Randy California.
Okay.
If your name is Randy California, you're good for two things. You could be a rock star.
Yeah.
Or you could be the CEO of Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin, that's right.
But this song called Taurus, the bull. From the 60s.
Sounds like a James Bond theme. It's going to kick in here.
It's going to kick in here in a second, yeah. We probably should have caught. Have you heard of Taurus? They have that, it's nature's way of
Yeah.
That was their big hit. But this is a song that they would perform while opening for a huge British band.
Now, who sings Nature's Way again?
That's Spirit.
Spirit. You said Taurus.
Oh. Yeah. Taurus is the track. Does this sound familiar, this little thing of Taurus here?
This is Taurus.
This is Taurus. No, there's a Spirit. The song's called Taurus.
I am so out of my element.
This is an avant-garde cello routine.
Yeah, this is Stairway to Heaven, Gary.
Exhibit 2! Matt, hit it! What the what?
I don't like it.
That is shady.
What came first?
Taurus.
And then these bastards, these British bastards.
And it's not like they don't, you know, their hands aren't clean here. We're used to them stealing from the black man.
That's right.
But
the day after Thanksgiving is when they usually would do that.
Exactly. But this is pretty blatant. Spirit opened for Led Zeppelin many, many times. They performed that song, and I don't know.
Jimmy Page heard it.
And he said, yoink, I'll take that.
That must suck because, you know, then this song is, everyone knows this song and not everyone knows your song called Taurus.
That's why we're providing this public service. Did you know that if you left from the surface of the sun, traveling at the speed of light,
right?
And as Stairway to Heaven was playing, you know, just beginning, like press play, leave the sun, by the time, it would finish by the time you got to Earth. That's how long it takes for light to go from the sun to the earth, 8 minutes, 2 seconds. Same length as Stairway to Heaven.
Did they make it that length on purpose?
I think it was probably accidental.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or coinky dinks, as they would say in the Three Stooges. Or would Popeye say coinky dinks? Someone would say it.
Coinky
dinks.
Yeah.
It's my Popeye.
Well, he was a big smoker. Popeye. He had that
Popeye
pipe.
Had that pipe. What was in that pipe? Call Doug Benson.
some of that spinach indica.
This is the worst beginning of any of our shows.
I thought it was going good. All
I'm
right.
Kidding.
Thus concludes new business.
All right.
Hit the topic track. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to declare new business. Did you have any more new business?
No, I don't. Remember when we first met John McClane? Argyle picked him up from the plane and took him down the Nakatomi Tower to meet with Holly. He came to get her back into Beer Man, but Hans and his buddies fucked up the plan. And that's about when everything went sour. At the Christmas party, and the terrorists were overzealous, but it was sweet when they killed Ellis. And with a little help from Alan, John McClane kicked ass. We're gonna die hard. We're gonna die hard. Okay, now.
Starting it off with vengeance.
Gary, I have to jump in. Gary's not going to, he's too polite to say this, but this cannot possibly fucking be one of your top seven greatest G groups.
No, it's not. It's not. That song is called, in case you haven't, that's called Die Hard. And it's by a band called Guys Night, G-U-Y-Z-N-I-T-E. So they're spelling Guys and Night wrong. But this is, this song is Die Hard, and it's all about the movies Die Hard. It'll cover all four movies, and I like that they name check Argyle, the limousine driver.
I love it. I don't have a problem.
Remember
when
we first met John McClane? What did it say, Argyle? Play that beginning again. Play that beginning. I forget what they say about Argyle. Argyle picked him up from the plane. That's right. Okay. They rhymed McClane with plane. Okay. So anyway, today we're going to be talking about, it's a rock, what's it called?
Rock Solidopedia.
Letter G.
Letter G. Tell you what, we're just randomly skipping through the different letters in our iTunes. And it isn't necessarily to pick out our favorite things to start with G. It's just more things that might have, you know, fall through the cracks of other topics.
Yep.
And things that we just want to talk about. And this used to be very hard for me to like narrow it down to 100 or whatever, but it's gotten easier since I don't even bother with if your last name is G anymore. So they arrange
pick
it by
anything?
But it just has to start with the G. Like, so Al Green, sorry. Gary Glitter, can't help you. He's the new assistant coach over at Penn State.
Oh, Gary Glitter is? Yeah. I heard something about that.
But
that mess. Don't get me started.
Is there a way to arrange your iTunes so that the last names will be the first will be last?
I think he's right.
I'll have to worry about that later. So sorry to all people with last names of G. But I have tons of great first name bands that start with G. Should I start with one?
Sure, let's
I'll
do
start
it.
With one with this is one of my favorite unknown songs. I don't know why this wasn't a huge hit. This is from the year 2000. It's a band called The Glands out of Atlanta, and it's called When I Laugh on Rock Solid.
This is an Affleck commercial. Those are ducks.
There's one duck in the bed. Sorry, it was a fade up. It's going to crash in here in a second. Love Doot Doots.
Yeah, I love that. If anybody calls, I'll be sitting in my room and crying. Every time you play something I've never heard, it reminds me of someone else. Reminds me a little bit of Guy's Night.
Well, this song's about Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
I should have said that before. But anyway, there you go, from Atlanta. Kind of reminds me of television a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it does.
But that's how we play Rock Solidopedia Volume G. What do you got?
Well, I'm still taking
in. Oh, you're still taking it in? I'm sorry.
I have to ask questions about these.
Please,
how many albums do they have?
I think they might be one of those groups that has like four or five albums.
They are independent or major label?
Is indie from the year 2000.
The Glands. All right, I like it.
All right, glad you like it.
All right, well, I'm gonna go way back to 1978. This could be considered maybe a one hit wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Could also maybe be considered a guilty pleasure.
Sure.
And the artist is Nick Gilder.
Oh yeah.
And come on, if you know the name Nick Gilder, you know what this song is.
Mm-hmm. Here Roxy Roller. Nope, that's not it.
No, that's not it. It's this one, Matt. Danger in
the shape of something wild.
Seems like a lady, kind of.
A little bit. He's very, very live.
Yes.
Nick Gilder. What do you think Nick Gilder weighs? Buck 15?
I think he's one of those guys who's like 6'3 and then weighs a buck 15.
No one knows who she is or what her name is.
What was her name?
Nobody knows.
I don't know where she came from or what her game is. A child in the city.
What does she like to do?
I heard her game is Yahtzee.
I heard she likes to run wild.
Running wild and looking pretty. Hot child in the city.
Wonder how high that charted. I didn't investigate that.
I bet it's number one. I'm gonna say it went to number one. I'm gonna say it's number one. I love that's just a masterpiece. I love that song.
That is a great tune.
It's
Matt, do you have any thoughts on that tune? You like it?
I heard it.
You never heard it?
No. What? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
This is why it's important we do this show.
And that's because that's what age does. That's, you know, I'm a good 2-3 years older than Matt. And, no, I'm 10 years older than Matt. And that song is off Matt's radar. All right.
It's easy to forget. I was, time is a thief. good one on that. He's from Canada, I believe.
Yeah.
And he had this other song called Roxy Roller. Or was that his band? Oh, no. Man, if only there was like some kind of Wikipedia we could look at. Anyway, this is all for you. That's it. I'm going to look it up on that later. But
this is for people at home can look up this stuff.
Yeah, if you're interested, you can do it. This is one I bet you're going to be interested in. This is a great band from Australia. I like to say nobody did the 80s better than the Go-Betweens. They didn't wear ridiculous clothes. They didn't have crazy hair. They said, look how stupid you look. This sounds a little 80s-ish. I wish they could have really worked with like a cool producer or something, but be that as it may, the songs are pretty timeless. And this is the Go-Betweens on Rock Solidopedia.
Gary just touched his heart and winked at Matt
and touched my crotch. There you have it. Do you have any go-betweens in your collection?
I don't have any go-betweens. I like that.
Hunt yourself up a nice, compilation.
That guy sounds, his voice reminded me like if Lou Reed could sing.
Something like
that. Had a tone to it that I liked.
Holy smokes, have you heard any of that Metallica?
Oh, yeah. 13,000 people can't be wrong.
Not good.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand though Metallica saying, yeah, we'll be your backing band and do it. Lou just, he really... He doesn't.
That's the
song,
project.
The song is like 8 minutes long, too.
Oh, that's the kind of part. Like, you should. Yeah, it's an honor, I guess, to ask to work a little. But that's something you just keep on the back burner. Yeah, we got to do that one of these times, Lou. We should get together and make that thing.
Know, if they made an album with Dylan right now, that probably wouldn't be that good either. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's
it's tough.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. Now, maybe they should have worked with Springsteen.
Oh man, wouldn't that have been like a...
That would have been amazing.
Enter Big Man. You know how many copies that would have sold?
One, two, three. I can't even bring myself to bring up the ghost of Springsteen right now.
What do you have
now? Now, Gary, like Gary said earlier, the songs we play, they're not always our favorite songs. Right, Gary?
Yeah, they're
sometimes
not.
Sometimes we just play something
And just, we're supposed to, like, you know, spark some conversation. Yeah.
So this band's from 1986. They had one album.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to just name some of the band members just to get get some people excited.
Yeah.
Phil Spaulding.
Oh.
Jonathan Mover.
The Mover.
We got Max Bacon on vocals.
Mighty Max.
And then the guitar players, I think you're going to know. Steve Hackett from Genesis.
Okay.
And Steve Howe from Yes and from Asia.
Max Bacon. Was that the kid in Newsies?
I don't think it's one of the Bacon brothers either. I think it's Kevin Bacon's brother who needs to glom onto his acting career and make an album.
Move over, Bacon. Here's Steve Howe.
That's right.
Immediate.
So this band is called GTR.
Oh, right.
which is I guess short for guitar.
It's kind of text speak.
Yeah, GTR, and they wanted it to be like guitar because it's Steve Howe and Steve Hackett. And the thing I like about this song is that Pardo told me this, that when this album came out, Musician Magazine wrote a review for the album.
Yeah.
And this was all the review said. SHT.
Love it.
That's the greatest review ever. Three letters. Yeah. GTR is SHT. This was the single, and it was an MTV favorite for a while. And this is after Steve Howe left Asia. And this is called When the Heart Rules the Mind. It's not a bad song, but a bad album. Yeah. It's a bad song, sorry.
Yeah.
Take it back.
Yeah, this is quite bad.
SHT. Matt has removed his headphones. Got to get to the chorus.
Yeah.
This was when prog rock wanted to be on the radio.
Burning the candle at both ends.
What happens?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's...
What a load of horseshit.
That's... You're saying that is a... HRS?
Yeah,
SHT?
Exactly. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the only GTR song I have in my iTunes. And why would you even have that?
How can Max Bacon get mixed up with something like that? Yeah. No, I think I like it. I like when people's iTunes have like weird things like that. Just I think it's important to listen to music that you don't like. I think if you're on a steady diet of all that you like, it's kind of, you know, it's like an echo chamber, and you need something to like. You need some roughage.
Can't be all foreigner all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
I don't even think GTR is on iTunes. I'm actually looking. No, it's not. It's not there.
Ah, what a shame.
Yeah.
Someday. Here's another band that's not on iTunes, and it's Criminal. I feel like I played them last week, in fact, and I played them on a third show, I think. I think I'm like the last. These guys are. They're
torchbearer.
I'm the torchbearer is the word I'm looking for. They're due for a comeback. I was thinking like I assume that every band would have every brilliant band that was undiscovered would have their day sometimes, and I thought it like that would be within 20 years, but we're kind of outside that window a little bit. But I think it's still coming for the great group Game Theory, and this is like I love a song that name checks anything from Sound of Music. So
okay.
Listen to this. This is Waltz the Halls, Always on Rock Solid.
One, two, three, and.
This is a crazy live version. Sorry about that.
It's a good treadmill song.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I would have picked the studio version. Oh, well.
What? Some feedback.
It's a big chorus. Okay, thanks, Matt. Sorry, well, I really goofed up there. I want to play the studio version of that, but that is a Game Theory. Scott Miller is going to be signing copies of his book, Music, What Happened, over at Starry Plow in San Francisco.
Is he in Game Theory?
Yeah, he's the leader of it, and he never plays live anymore. He's kind of not reclusive, but he's just like,
yeah.
Just put it, I mean, it's so brilliant, but like, I don't know how you put your rock away like that after you, you know, all these like hundreds of great songs and stuff.
My wife is always telling me to put my rock away.
Seriously. When there's company,
yeah,
don't do that. But
no, I don't know if I heard the name check of Sound of Music in there.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't pick it up.
This is a good contest. Then go to our Facebook page, like us there, and or our Twitter, and tell us what the Sound of Music reference is in Rock Waltz the Halls. Always, I'll post that too, so you can listen to it, study it, break it down, look it up if you have to, and we'll pick a winner at random, and you'll win a copy of Music What Happened. From 125 Records in publishing. Worked out a deal with them. I'm like cutting all these side deals. I'm booking guests. I don't know what Matt does.
He just pushes some buttons. And he's like Rick Rubin. He just fiddles the knobs.
He's the mastermind. And once again, stealing from the black man, you and me.
I know.
Anyway.
My, you know, I'm like, yeah, by the way, in case people wanted to know, Guys Night is on iTunes.
Oh, right on.
GTR is not.
Woo-hoo.
But Guys Night nice. Is. This next band is not on iTunes. This is from 1999. It's a pop group called the Gas Giants. We got a double G there. And this is from the album From Beyond the Back Burner. And the song is called I Hope My Kids Like Marilyn Manson. It's just a fun pop song. Now, in case you were wondering, that hey, that sounds a lot like the Gin Blossoms.
How many Gin Blossoms are involved in
that? That's because that is the lead singer of the Gin Blossoms.
Oh.
This was when the Gin Blossoms weren't sure what they were going to do. He made a couple of other side projects, and this was one of them called Gas Giants.
The Gas Giants. Now, so named because he had a lot of GI disorders, and he was farting a lot. That's what led to the breakup of... that's why that one guy killed himself.
You think it is?
Nah, he just keeps farting in the van the whole time.
Yeah, it's not good. From Beyond the Back Burner is the album.
You know what the back burner is, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on.
I think we do.
Well, I hope it worked out. What's his name? Robin...
Robin Wilson, I think
Robin
is his
Wilson,
name?
I think it is. Oh, no. Oh, be healed. You don't want to be in a van with that guy.
No, you don't want to be anywhere with that guy.
Do you like Marilyn Manson? Is that...
Sporadically.
Yeah.
I own his greatest hits.
Yeah.
He has like a best of CD.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him.
I respect him? I don't know. You brought this up now, and now I don't have
answer
an answer
the question,
for you.
Pat.
I like a couple of his songs, but I don't know.
I like a couple of songs. He's one of those guys who fancies himself an intellect. You know, and he's not that smart.
I mean, is he
one of those guys? You know, religion is a lie, man. Really. What are you, 16?
Yeah. I can't figure out if the music's good or if it's all about the persona. I don't know.
That's but kind of like that dope show or something. That's cool. Sound.
But yeah, I do like that song.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you, though, that I saw him when Virgin Records was at Laurel Canyon and...
Yeah.
And was it Sunset?
Sure. Uh-huh.
And him and Rose McGowan in the parking Ooh. Garage. And he was walking with full makeup, that crazy makeup,
yeah.
and a pink fur briefcase. Pink fur briefcase. Living the life.
What's he keep in there, you
I
figure?
I have no idea.
I bet he's got a juice box.
Probably.
He's dehydrated. I saw him at, I first got it, like, Christmas of 99. I was at Kathy Griffin's Christmas party. And
do you know Kathy Griffin?
Yeah, her and my wife are friends and stuff. So it was cool party at she's talked about this before, about that particular year was the year that her neighbor Marilyn Manson came over and his guitar is boned down with Jillian Barbary in the bathroom. That's what kind of party it was.
Whoa.
And I'm like,
what happened?
This
now?
Is Hollywood.
His guitarist,
yeah,
was with Jillian Reynolds now.
Jillian Reynolds, right, but
in the bathroom.
She
was, look at that party.
Yeah, that's a party.
You know what, that's D-list.
Or D stands for dong in the bathroom. But that's, man, I'm telling everybody secrets today.
Yeah, you are. Kathy Griffin's not going to be friends with you.
Well, I'll talk, me and Brooke and her will make it up. It'll be fine. Anyway. Oh, it's my turn. We're going to go. Okay. We're in the Winterland Ballroom. If you want to start this, Matt, it's the
Winterland Ballroom. Now that's in New York.
One in New York. Yeah. Moving past Jerry, moving past Bob Weir, going stage right. We're heading right for the Phil Zone. It's the Grateful Dead, everybody. You heard me right. They got some songs, but this is the best one by far. It's called Box of Rain.
Look out of any window, any morning, any evening, any day. Maybe the sun is shining, birds are winging, no rain.
Who's on vocals here?
That's a Phil. It's about like his...
Phil Lesh?
Yeah. What does he have, his 18-string bass or whatever he plays?
Sounds a lot like Guy's Night.
They have like 30 drummers and Disney.
I have red flags over any more than one drummer on stage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Limit. Leonard Skinner, Doobie Brothers, The Outlaws. It's all those country bands.
You can take that's one of my favorite rock and roll moments on TV was, did you like Freaks and Geeks? Did you watch that when that was on? It was this great show.
It's a Judd.
It was an Apatow
joint. Is it Apatow or is it Apatow?
You say toe, I say tau. But, it's by high school kids and, Linda Cardellini's high school counselor, Dave Gruber Allen, gives her a copy of American Beauty and just like, she like acts it so great, just like her, you know, watching her mind getting blown by that song in particular. It's like, oh, that was really cool. So yeah, I think, if you have to have one Grateful Dead album.
What happened to those, the cast of that show?
I don't know. I've never heard of them.
I mean, some of those kids, they were pretty good. They had chops, but I just, you know, they just got sucked into that Robbie Wrist vortex of nothing else happening.
Into the void.
I'm sorry.
Boy.
I got to tell you, we're like four or five songs into this each, and I got to be honest, I don't know that I like any of your choices or my choices.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to turn that around. I'm like building towards
this. It's not your turn.
I know, but I'm just like, I'm mapping out my strategy.
I'm wondering if my last three are going to, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe this will be a great lost episode. this next artist is...
I'm tired of you shitting on this episode. I think we're getting somewhere.
I know. I don't know why. I don't know how I got into shitting on it, but I love the show. I love all these songs.
Oh, it's too late. This one.
I love you guys. They do. I love everything about it. This artist is Macy Gray. And she had the
check that. Maybe I'm, no, that's fine.
She had the big debut album, mm-hmm. and like everyone bought that. Everyone had that album, right, Matt? Yeah, everyone did. And then this was then no one really bought any of her other stuff. But this is from 2007. This is an album called Big, and this song is called "Finally Made Me Happy," and it's I like it. So let's. Sounds drunk.
But things have changed back in the day, begging you to stay.
Play this on Black Friday.
I can't wait to see you back and see you leave in today. Maybe you finally made me happy when you walked out that door.
Ah, there's the twist. I just thought of that. My wife always tells me this is her favorite song,
oh, no.
And that I should listen to this She goes, did you listen to that Macy Gray song today? I go, yeah, I've been listening to it every day. You keep wanting me to listen to that. And she's like, did you really listen to it?
I mean, listen to it.
I don't know what she's trying to tell me. But I like Macy Gray. I like her. I like her crazy cartoon style voice.
Great idiosyncratic song stylist. Yeah, I think I don't know why she didn't have a bigger. Well, I kind of know, but
she's a little crazy, right?
She's a little crazy. Yeah. Cool? Do you think she was like mad at Amy Winehouse? Like, hey, that's my shtick. You know, I'm the stumbling around.
Well,
one, you know.
You know what? If that's true, I'm going to say Macy Gray won.
Do you remember remember that dress you wore to some event? Like, my album drops on September 11th, 2001.
And it was just, yeah, it was in that, yeah. Like,
good timing. I think that might have been something to do with scuttling.
It's promotion.
But
And then remember that dress that Amy Winehouse wore that said, I drop in 2011?
I miss that one.
Winehouse. She's got wine right in her name.
Yeah. That's sad. But that I try, that's the jam.
That is the jam. That's a great album. Yeah. And some of her other stuff's good too. So check it out on iTunes. Guys Night coming up. This one's called Born Identity.
Here comes one here from the. This one is for the kids. And for the Bears listening, any Bears?
Chicago Bears?
Or, yeah, this one's going out to Brian Urlacher. You know, he likes to listen to this to get pumped up before a game. This is Grizzly Bear. The song is called 2 Weeks. Probably know this from a VW commercial or trip to Whole Foods you might have made at some point or something. This is much about music, either of you guys. Like, there's something about that song. Like, there's a total absence of groove to it. Like, you know, pads. Like, you know, it's like an 11/29th time or something like that. It's just like all these kind of different little beats going on and everything. Like, somehow it all hangs together and works. But
had a Morrissey vibe to his voice for a little bit of
Morrissey. I was thinking he sounds like the OMD guy a little bit, maybe. But
are you talking about Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark?
The very same. But yeah, that was huge, like in 2009. Like, that's what let's say you go to the Grizzly Bear concert, and that's got to be the big highlight of like how do you get your lighters out for a song like that? I don't you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, man, it's hard. I don't that doesn't make me want to like occupy anything. That's, you know, I just like, but it's good chilling out.
All right.
Music and everything like that. Boy, this song, this show just went south, didn't it?
It did. I don't know what happened.
But I'm gonna pull it out. I still have something.
Come on.
I still have something.
I got something. I love this song. Okay. This next song. This is from 1993. It's from an album called Superstar Car Wash. Mm. And this is when the Goo Goo Dolls rocked. This is before they played songs that just the bitches liked. This is when they played songs that dudes liked, and this is called Stop the World. The rocking side of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Buffalo, New York's Goo Goo Dolls. Buffalo, hello, you're on. Is there any greater disparity between, like, in terms of, like, the three guys in those bands of, like, looks, like, the singer Johnny, he's like Bon Jovi. Michelangelo's David. He's so handsome. He's got the Kirk Douglas chin. And then the other two guys are gargoyles.
Oh, they're terrible. Like, I know. It is unbelievable. Because I saw the bass player at... at the mall once. And ooh, I was like,
yeah, hey, and you were about to give him a dollar probably.
It's just like, he's just such a hobbit.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like he should always wear a shirt that says, I play bass in the Goo Goo Dolls, just so people will go, oh, okay. But yeah, that's gotta be rough.
But who knows? Maybe it's a good strategy.
Maybe. I mean, it worked for Cheap Trick, but they kind of play it up. I mean, I don't think that ugly hobbit dude in Goo Goo Dolls wants to play up the fact that he's an ugly hobbit dude in the Goo Goo
Dolls.
Yeah,
it's probably like, they probably have like, it's probably like a mice and men relationship. Like, we're good looking guys, right, Johnny? We're going to get some girls. Like, yeah, yeah. But
yeah, yeah, we're good. We're good.
Don't worry.
God, Johnny, I got some girls last night. Yeah, my girls were bigger than yours, Johnny. Yeah, they were.
It's not a contest. You know, it's, we're all doing good. Yeah, like, and when... They had like a hair metal phase, the Goo Goo Dolls, and he would have the hair metal.
Yeah.
The gargoyle guy. Ugh. I'm gonna.
He needs to have a phase where he's in Slipknot so that he can wear a mask. Or he could be in Slipknot and not wear a mask. Man, the bass player is so crazy. That costume he wears is crazy. That's not a costume. He doesn't wear a costume.
I want to go look for some good hair metal pictures of that guy now.
Post them on our Facebook page.
Post them and paste them. I got to see him. So speaking of that, I put up a little survey because like this band has like 1,000 songs. And it's my mission in life to make you love this band. And whether you do or not, I
let me guess. Is there a G in the name?
It starts with a G.
I'm thinking.
It's Guided by Voices. And I said, what's the one song I should play to make Pat fall in love with him? And
anything I've heard so far from him, I'm enjoying.
All right. Well, this is going to make him your new favorite band. It's called this from the album Do the Collapse. And this is
what year?
2001, maybe?
Okay.
Uh-huh. And this is...
Oh, this is about the World Trade Centers.
No! It's about Macy Gray's career. This is called Teenage FBI.
Okay, I like it.
Tell me why I do the things that I... Somebody else. Someone tell me why I act like a fool when things don't go my way. You're around me. Somebody else. There is the reason, I guess. Having it once gone too far.
So, what do you think?
I like that Guided by Voices. Let me ask you something, though.
Yeah.
Is Guided by Voices your favorite band?
Well, no. They're, you know, maybe top three, top five. I'm so excited. Like, January 1st, they're having their new album out. They're a comeback album. I sort of think of them as our The Who. And now they're starting to do that thing of endless comebacks. The first of what I hope to be a series of breakups and comebacks.
Is the band still, like, is it the same people? Is it...
It's the classic lineup, the 93 to 96 reunited, for this, new album. Maybe you've heard this single, The Unsinkable Fats Domino. It's kind of their new single. That's out.
I think I, sure.
Oh, you haven't. You're patronizing me. But, there's a great, compilation called, Human Amusements at Affordable Prices or something like that. And it's like, I don't know, 40 songs for like $2 or something like that. It's great.
Well, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have $2 to lay down.
So check out some Guided by Voices. That's the main message I want to get out there.
All right. Good deal. Great. Good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal and a good deal more.
Okay, I got a song. This is my last song. Was that your last song?
I got one for Head to the Door.
Okay.
This is
from 1968, and these guys probably have a good solid 7 or 8 hits. Mm-hmm. You know, you might not know by their titles, but
Gong?
You know them.
Is it Gong?
No, it's not. It's not. It's Creed Bratton's band.
Oh,
it's,
yeah! It's, oh, good
it's,
call!
It's the Grassroots, yes. And this is Midnight Confessions.
Oh, nice.
1968. I love that keyboard where they just hold like one.
Yeah, the best.
On the organ.
Mm-hmm. Piano lessons paid off.
Creed plays guitar, but I don't know if he's in the lineup that recorded this song or not.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
cool. I have been watching. Thank you, Gary. I have been watching The Office this year because I do love The Office, and even though it's a little different this year without Michael Scott there, I got to tell you, Creed is getting the short shrift this year. I did not hardly any Creed.
We need some more Creed on
there.
Come
on, man.
I saw.
Should he have been playing in that band?
Yeah, he should have been playing in that jam band.
Put him in the jam band. Maybe he's putting music behind him or something like that.
And who was playing drums? Was that Dave Anthony?
The dude who came in.
That
guy from that YouTube video. Do you ever?
Oh, who's
have
like
you ever
really
seen
wild?
That YouTube video? Yeah, really the mad drummer or whatever. Yeah, that's the guy that he was on The Office.
Oh, that's funny.
Who was Dave Anthony? He was in the episode.
He was in the cold open.
Oh, I
remember when.
Oh, that was Dave. Oh, yeah. I kept thinking that when I saw that. I don't know what Dave Anthony looks like. I only know him from Greg Barron, that podcast they do.
Oh, it's Dave Anthony?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And so.
I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding. No. But I don't associate him with a comedy.
So
No. With like, I didn't know he was on The Office. He's a comedian. He's a very funny comedian. He's very like. So, this is all I need for this bullshit to start again. I got no beef with Dave Anthony.
So when I saw the drummer and I know Greg Barron plays music, I thought, oh, maybe that's. Wonder if that's Dave Anthony, but it wasn't.
No, he was sitting in the chair when.
When
he comes in and or what's her name. The receptionist is.
We don't know any names.
Aaron?
Today.
Is it
Aaron? Mm-hmm. Aaron Brockovich.
A lot of office chat on here. On this show today.
Well, we're recording in
California.
An office.
I saw Creed Bratton at Whole Foods, and he was buying like 12 different brands of kombucha tea. Like he was just.
Oh, okay.
He's going to have a taste test or something at his house.
And maybe then he was carrying a sitar.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, you got a last G song for us?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a G thing.
It ain't nothing but a G thing. Go ahead and play us out with this one, Matt Belknap. You can start that anytime. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, keep listening. General public.
It's good, huh?
Yeah, this is a great song. This is a good one to play out on.
Where would Ranking Roger rank this episode on our.
I would rank this song high among the songs we've heard today.
No, but our episodes. I think this is definitely in the top 20 episodes I think we've done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, love you. See you next time. Bye.